and look forward to this time of worship together. If you've been, this is your first Sunday here since we've gathered back, maybe a little confusing, X's on some of these seats and taped, obviously, where there are tape on the rows, we're not sitting there for social distancing purposes, and where the X's are just to keep 6 feet apart on the aisles. But our goal is to try to stay about 3 seats apart from each other if you're not part of the same group or same family. So that's the goal, to try to do the best that we can. We appreciate you being willing to adapt to the inconvenience of mask and social distancing. But the joy is that even if we are spread apart physically, that we can still be drawn near to each other relationally and spiritually as well. So glad that all of you are here this morning. Just a couple just quick announcements. One would be that normally our Sunday evening service and youth group would be at 6 o'clock, but due to Father's Day, both of those are not going to be held tonight. So no evening service prayer meeting and no youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. They will resume next week, 6 o'clock, for all of you who are interested and for the youth to attend as well. Today, we have a couple of things that we want to acknowledge as we gather together in this beginning time and to spend some time in prayer. And the first would be fathers. Today is Father's Day. So we want to just take a moment and acknowledge the fathers. We want to pray for the fathers. But we also have gotten in the habit that whether you are a father or not, we want to be able to acknowledge and pray for all men in general, whether you're a father or not. So we want to pray for all men as well as we do this. So if we could just for a moment have all the fathers who are present with us, if you would stand right where you're at. Appreciate that very much. All right, can we give these dads a round of applause this morning for their influence? And as they follow the father heart of God. Quote this morning that we put on Facebook is that something to the degree of anytime you see a good father or anytime you see a good man, they are following in the footsteps of God the Father. That anything that we see that is good in a father or in a man is because they are reflecting the image of God the Father. And so his love, his tenderness, his strength, his courage, his leadership, his passion, his sacrificing for those around them. So men, we honor you. And we just want to take a moment for all men just to stand where they're at. And if you are able socially distantly, so if all the men would stand and if the fathers would remain there, we just want to have a word of prayer. And if the ladies that are around, if you are part of a group that you've been spending this quarantine time with, you can just lay a hand on them. If not, reach out from afar, and we just want to be able to bless and to pray for these men. So, ladies, you can stand up too. You don't need to sit down, and we'll just have a word of prayer. Join with me, agree with me, even intercede for them as I pray for them. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful, first and foremost, that you are our Abba Father. Father, that you are our Father in heaven. You are good. You are loving. You are patient. You are kind. You are faithful to your word, to all of your promises. Father, you have shown us what Father's love is. You have shown us what Father's strength is, what courage is, what leadership is, what sacrifice is. And for these and so many other things, we are grateful that you, through Christ, that we can call you Heavenly Father, Abba Father, even Daddy in heaven. We thank you for that. And so, Father, for these fathers here, we pray blessing over them. We pray strength over them, no matter what stage of fathering they are in. Lord, we pray that you would give them everything that they need to be a godly father. I pray for their intimacy with you as their Heavenly Father, and with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, that you would fill them to overflowing with your love, with your strength, with your courage, with your patience, with your kindness. Father, that they would represent to their children who you are well. And Father, I pray for the areas that we all fall short in, Lord, that your grace would cover, that there wouldn't be shame or guilt or condemnation, but that there would be this sense of your love, even picking us up, even in our failure. And so, Father, may this day be a day of celebration and encouragement. And I pray for every man here today, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would allow them to step into biblical manhood more and more, that they would embrace the responsibilities that you've called them to, that we as men would reject passivity, that we would lead courageously, that we would live for your approval and your approval only. That's been given to us already in Christ. And so, Father, I pray blessing over men, that they would shine brightly in this world. They would shine like stars in the universe. Pray blessing over them in the name and in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So for the men, thank you very much. We honor you this day and we celebrate you. On this day of celebration, we also just want to take one more moment to be able to honor and to celebrate. We have a couple of graduates that are connected to our church. And so we want to be able just to honor them for a moment. We have two that are up on the screen here and want to be able to show those. The first is Maddie DeMann. She graduated from Fox Chapel Area High School. She's going to be attending CCAC for nursing. And just to be making note that you would pray for her as you think of her, just pray for God's blessing over her life as she enters into this new season of life. And so there's a face to go with the name of one who's connected to our church. Second one we want to be able to honor this morning is Kyrie Nestle. She graduated from Fox Chapel as well, and she will be in the fall attending West Liberty University for nursing also. And so she gave a couple of prayer requests. One would be that as she goes into this next season, that she would be able to have some new friendships while also maintaining those current relationships, that she would do well in her classes, that I love this forward thinking, that's after graduation, 4 years down the road, or however long the degree would be, that there'll be a, Lord would be preparing a job already for her after graduation, and that she would have peace of mind as she transitions to life on her own. So we celebrate these graduates. And for those who may be connected and not named this morning, we celebrate them as well. So would you join me in prayer? We want to pray for these graduates and honor them. And as you may run into them, see them, just give them congratulations. We have a small gift from the church that we'll be getting to them as well. So let's pray for them. And then after I pray, the worship team can come and lead us in praise and worship this morning. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful for these young women. Father, we pray blessing over them. We pray strength over them. We pray encouragement for both Maddie and for Kyrie. Lord, we pray for their relationships as they head into a new season of life. And Father, that you would give them good friendships, that you would bless them in this new season. I pray for peace over their hearts. Lord, I pray that you would give them what they need as they head into a new level of learning at college, that it would be preparatory for their future. Father, I pray even more that they would know your goodness and your love. Father, may they, even as they celebrate this time, and even as they would grieve some, this has been a graduation time that would be unlike any in our past. Father, I pray that you would help them to grieve even some of the disappointments and some of the losses that they've had due to this pandemic. So, Father, we pray blessing over them. We pray strength over them. May they know, Lord, that they are celebrated this day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our amazing Heavenly Father and the amazing grace that he has blessed us with.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first us before.